Native groups have formally declared their opposition to a large mining development near the southeast Alaska village of Yakutat. Oklahoma-based GeoHedral announced in September it had staked 521 new mining claims covering more than 10,000 acres in the Yakutat Forelands District, located between the coastal mountain range and the Gulf of Alaska. The company believes the claims contain significant deposits of gold, silver, and other minerals. Commercial fisherman and Yakutat Tlingit Tribe Council member Ray Sensmere says there are five major salmon streams and various undocumented tribal sites within the area GeoHedral is exploring.
It's right next to the salmon streams and just maybe a half mile from the ocean. So anything that leached into the rivers and out into the ocean would come up the coast to our community. And we're a community that makes its living and we get our food from the ocean. We're called the people of the tides.
Sensmere says more than 450 people in Yakutat, which has a population of about 600, have signed a petition opposing any mine development in the Yakutat Forelands. The Alaska Native Brotherhood and the National Congress of American Indians have passed resolutions opposing mining in the area as well. Representatives of GeoHedral have met with people in Yakutat to talk about the proposed mining operation and what kind of jobs would be available, but Sensmere is not impressed.
I haven't seen any so far, and I don't think that any amount of employment could undo the damage that they're going to be doing to the forelands with the type of mining that they're proposing.
GeoHedral is 25% owned by the Beard Company, an Oklahoma City acquisitions and investment firm involved in a variety of resource development activities. Chairman and CEO Bill Beard says the Yakutat project is in the exploratory phase. He referred all other questions to Anchorage attorney Kyle Parker. Calls to Parker's office were not returned.